From the McGill Daily and CKUT, this is Unfit to Print. My name's Nico Block. I'm the features editor here at the Daily. A few articles I'd like to highlight in the current issue of the Daily are a news story about SMU endorsing the ongoing boycott of McGill Food Services, an interview with Amir Khader, and a story in the sports section about the roller derby. A couple of weeks ago, I interviewed the Israeli journalist and public intellectual Gideon Levy, who just released his new book, The Punishment of Gaza. I talked to him over Skype just a couple days before he spoke at McGill, so for this week's episode, I just thought I'd play you an excerpt of that interview. Hope you enjoy it. So first of all, in the intro to your book, you write, I'm asking all Israelis to be outraged, or at least to understand what is being perpetrated in their name, so that they may never have the right to claim we did not know. What is it, do you think, that Israelis are unaware of?
They are not aware of what is being done on their behalf. They are not aware to what the friends of their sons and the sons of their friends are doing. They are not aware to life under occupation. They're not aware to their black, dark backyard, the backyard of the Israeli occupation. Mm-hmm.
And would you say the culpability for this rests with the Israeli media?
I beg your pardon?
Would you say that the Israeli media are at fault for this?
Absolutely. The Israeli media is covering it up systematically, while dehumanizing the Palestinians and not covering the life under occupation. Mm-hmm. Hardly covering. Not covering, but hardly covering.
My next question, the top headline on Haaretz a couple of days ago read, quote, Netanyahu to Abbas, don't let into settlement freeze foil peace talks. Summits like these are being ridiculed left, right, and center in the international press. My question is, do you have any faith in the current peace process, especially given that situation?
Could you just repeat the last part of your question?
Do you have any faith in these current peace negotiations?
No, unfortunately, I don't have any faith in those negotiations. And the best indication for Netanyahu's real intentions is his attitude toward freezing the settlements, because would he be really serious and sincere about the two-state solution and evacuating most of the territories, if not all of them, he wouldn't insist so much about continuing to build the settlements.
Mm-hmm. Right, and my next question is actually about that. People are losing faith in the two-state solution, or at least they seem to be, for reasons like the ones we just mentioned. Do you believe that the tact of the Palestinian struggle would be more effective if it were more oriented as a civil rights struggle rather than a nationalist struggle?
It's a very good question, and maybe in any case the two-state solution is already part of the past. More and more I think that the chances for a viable Palestinian state is really vanishing. And if this is the case, there will be no other way but to start a new struggle about human rights and civil rights to all the people who live between the Jordan River and the sea. It's not my favorable solution, but maybe it's the only one which is left. Mm-hmm.
And the next one, my next question, is peace really at issue in these talks? Because it seems to me that peace talks are what needs to be happening between Hamas and Israel, rather than the PA and Israel. And could you comment on Hamas's position on the two-state solution and their willing to negotiate willingness?
Hamas excludes himself from the negotiation. He's excluded by Israel and by the entire world who is boycotting Hamas. I don't think that real peace can be achieved with half of the Palestinian people or with the representatives of half the Palestinian people over half the Palestinian occupied territory. So therefore, I would put an enormous effort to try to add Hamas to the negotiation table. And I never understood why it is legitimate to discuss with Hamas over the fate of one captured Israeli soldier, and it's not legitimate to discuss with Hamas the future of two peoples.
So in that case, what do you think Hamas should do about this from their perspective?
I'm not here to give advices to Hamas, and anyhow they wouldn't listen to me, but I believe that also in Hamas there are reasonable people who want to achieve some progress to their people. But the first step must come from Israel and from the West. Until now, Israel and the West are totally pushing Hamas to the corner.
Right. My next question. During Operation Cast Lead, 500 Israelis signed a declaration of support for the international campaign for boycotts, divestment, and sanctions against Israel. And the movement is also obviously growing around the world. Do you believe that the BDS campaign has the potential to improve things in the Middle East?
So just the last part again, if you could read it a little slower.
Sure. Do you believe that the BDS campaign, the Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions campaign, has the potential to improve things in Israel-Palestine?
I really don't know. It might go to both directions. It might really make the Israelis pay for the occupation and think about the occupation. It might also push them to a more nationalistic and right-wing corner. It's very hard to tell. I think that by itself, boycott is a legitimate weapon. Israel is using it by itself against Hamas, against Gaza, and calling the world to put sanctions on Iran. So by itself, in principle, it is a legitimate weapon. The only question is it an effective weapon? It cannot be a goal. It can be only a mean. And the question is, would it really have the right effect on the Israeli public opinion? This is very hard to predict.
My last question. In a recent column, you wrote that the exclusion of Arab members of the Knesset is, quote, likely to happen. In a society whose institutional defenses of democracy have started to deteriorate, nothing is safe anymore. I'm just wondering if you could elaborate on what you mean by the institutional defenses of democracy that are deteriorating in Israel.
Yeah, Israeli democracy is in any case a very fragile one and not well established. And in the last 1.5 years, it is really deteriorating. And this is, I think, the biggest danger for Israel right now, the danger of losing its democratic character, which is in any case limited to its Jewish citizens, and for sure not for the Palestinians who live under its occupation. Now, it's not only about the Arab members of parliament, it's about a McCarthyistic spirit which blows against NGOs, against civil society, against anyone who dares to raise his voice and to criticize Israel. This is a very, very dangerous tendency, especially when most of the checks and balances are quite paralyzed in Israel. So this is a real danger to Israeli democracy, and we are witnessing it now day after day.